In general, my personal preference is for a constructivist approach to learning. I believe that this is a more humanistic approach to teaching and learning, recognizing that humans think and behave differently from machines. At the same time, I recognize that for some subject areas, such as science and engineering, a more cognitivist approach may better map onto the requirements for teaching these topics effectively. Again, though, one needs to be flexible. A behaviorist or cognitivist approach may work best for providing a necessary foundation in science, but as one advances from the clearly defined and well-established areas of science into new areas of research or deeper probing into generally accepted facts or rules, then a more constructivist approach to teaching and learning may be more effective. This is sometimes defined as the difference between knowing science and thinking scientifically. So again, it depends on your goals here and what you're trying to achieve as the teacher.